Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins. I hope you're all well. This is kind of connected with Octava because if anyone noticed, I didn't do an Octava 31. Octava 31 was about swan songs and what would I choose as a swan song? And I thought, oh, you know, for my de as my departed body was pushed through the curtains of the Kreml or whatever. And I thought, oh no, it's all a bit sort of morbid, really. And I couldn't really. Everyone was going to use Always Look on the Bright Side of Life and all that. And I just thought, oh, I don't know. So I thought, well, how am I going to respond? What am I going to do with this? Because I really should complete the October topics. And we're in November now. But I wanted to think about really what I would say, and I think my swan song is kind of dedicated to Audio Boom, really. Claire may join me, she's sniggering in the background. And I don't know quite where I'm going with this, but I wanted to let me just turn that music down because I think we've had enough of emancipators. Soon it will be cold enough to build fires. Well, that's true, it's November. And I've got a few things in my boss jock cart here. Really, as to aid me as I speak, but yeah, Audio Boom. I mean, lots of people have already commented, and I've been for once in my life sort of just listening, really, and sort of taking in rather than initially commenting. Not least because a lot of the stuff I've probably already said. But just to address a couple of points, really, I think that came up for me was that there was a whole talk around, you know, that in a way, audio. Some of the biggest critics of Audio Boom are the people that use it in the community. Well, yes, that's true. But also, some of the biggest critics of Apple products are the people who buy the product. And I think when companies and organizations give you the impression that they're investing in you by saying either have this for free or we want you to be at the vanguard on the front. Or we want you to follow us and be part of what we're trying to do. Then you're going to be up for criticism because you're offering it's an interaction. It's not just buying a thing, I don't know, like a scone or something from a shop and it's a bit stale and you never go there again. Well, then that's your transaction complete. You know, you it's about belief and it's about I think commitment on both sides really. And with Audio Boom, we've seen over the years really a very slow burn, I have to say, sort of moving away from the community, almost as if we kind of need the community in order to get to where we're going, and now we don't. It could be for any reason. It could be just lack of organisation. It could be a number of things. In a way, if I'm being honest, I wish they'd just get on with it, and so we knew where we stand and all the rest of it. I'll probably stick around. I'll be, you know, until we don't. I mean, it's a good deal at the end of the day. You know, I pay my 60 quid and I get some, you know, a significant amount of minutes, an hour, don't I? So, for £60 a year, isn't really a bad deal at all. I have in the past been on other platforms such as Libsyn, and will return to that again if I need to. So, you know, basically, all I need to say is just look for me. Where you know as on the internet with VI podcasting and you'll find me as I said most likely I will end up on Libsyn, but it's not the same platform by any means as Audio Boom has been, and I think Audio Boom has been good to us, but then we've been good to Audio Boom, and I think it is a shame that the community is not seen as something to be invested in, and to be honest, that's fine. It's Audio Boom's prerogative, but just to sort of, you know, I've said lots about the CEO and all the rest of it, and I make no apology for that. You know, I think the community's been decimated bit by bit, and it's sad. And you won't find the same commitment with commercial programming. And you certainly won't find the same commitment from followers. I mean, look at the Russell Brand experiment. You know, people, loads of people might have joined Audio Boom to listen to his content. He did a series and now he's off. Well, frankly, I would imagine the reason he's not doing the return series is because you can't afford him. You know, it would have cost money to do that. And he never really threw his arms around Audio Boom and said, "Oh, aren't they great?" He just did. He did what he was asked to do, which has brought his show temporarily to Audio Boom. And yeah, fine. You know, nice if you want to. Yeah. What I think will happen is that there is a couple of people at the top of the organisation that will benefit moving forward, regardless of what happens to the platform of Audio Boom, and that's fair enough. That's how people decide to make their living, then fair enough. But what I wanted to do was almost like celebrate really what Audio Boom is, and in my boss jock.
Rather than just talking about all the negatives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to talk about the positives of Audio Boom because there have been negatives, and we do talk about them, and I'm not hiding from that. But I think that the Audio Boom has, for me, I have to say, enabled me to engage with, I wouldn't say audiences because I'm not like some kind of big god path, god, the god of podcasting or anything like that. But I've been doing this a long time, and Audio Boom was by far the best way of getting, I think, of getting your content out there, and it really embraced what podcasting in my mind was about. You know, the journalists and all that used Audio Boom, and rightly so. You know, this idea that you could just fire up, as I'm going to do, Boss Jock, talking into Boss Jock, and then up it goes to Audio Boom, is fantastic. Nothing is going to beat that. If I go to Libsyn, I'm going to have to go back to where it really all started, and sort of upload my file once I've recorded it, you know, by some other means than my phone. I don't know if you can send your stuff straight to Libsyn via email, and everything that you do with Libsyn is going to cost. You know, if I want to incorporate my podcast into an app of some sort, it's going to be a lot of money. If I want, you know, if I want any more than a few hundred megs a month, it's going to be expensive. It's, you know, this isn't £60 a year. This is, you know, 30, 40 quid a month, or $30, $40 a month, whichever one you want to talk in. It's significant outlay, really, to do what essentially is a hobby. And of course, you know, Audioboo are saying they can't sustain that, so you know, we things have been taken away regards to community. But it was a good effort, really, in many respects. And I think maybe if Audioboo had something along the same lines as the Libsyn model, then even now that might bring some money in for the community side of things. But certainly it's something that should have happened in the first place. You know, we shouldn't have, and you could have had sales, even on sort of anything more than a 5 minute or a 10 minute account. You know, you could have charged monthly for that. You could have adopted PayPal, made it nice and easy for everybody. But as I said, this is positives, and I think in a way that would have been a positive. But what does audio bring? You know, I mean, just this sense of the world around me, and you know, I can be sitting in my room, and suddenly I can be in Venice, Italy. Here it is. Oh, beside the canal, apparently. Here it is. Oh, it's not very loud. Let's have a listen to it for a minute. So there's Venice, and if someone was in Venice, you know, like one of our audio boomers, they would be able to tell us about Venice, and they'd be able to, you know, share the happenings inside a cafe or whatever. And you can have that on video, but you can't use your imagination in quite the same way, can you? And this is all immediate. They can do this. They can send it up right now, and it would be there for us all to hear the globe over. So let's go away from Venice. Where else should we go? A bush game park. Claire knows a bit about bush game parks, don't you? It's here. There's some crickety things and stuff going on. So you could tell us about this bush part that I'm hearing, the sounds of the crickets and things. What did it conjure up when you were there, or when you remember it?
Well, I've only been once to Kruger Park
in South Africa, and I've stayed awake all night to hear the lions.
Did you hear lions?
Yeah, and hyenas. And yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What was it? What and did those, it smell like? Chippings. What did it? Could you could describe the smells, couldn't you? But you could do if you were doing it on audio boom.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, it was very. It was just because you don't get that close to the animals in terms of when you're staying in the parks. But you do get close to them, like, you know, the birds and things come closer up, so hornbills and things like that.
Yeah.
Lots of audible stuff.
This bush garden sounds, the bush garden, bush park sounds very peaceful at the moment. Let's just have a quick listen. So there's the bush park, bush game park. Let's go somewhere else, somewhere a bit closer to home. This is Covent Garden exterior. So this is in the piazza. We've definitely posted up stuff from Covent Garden before, haven't we? The buskers that tell you how great they are and that you couldn't get this kind of entertainment in the West End. And that please see Richard. Richard is like their man that kind of collects the money, I reckon. So, yeah, this is Covent Garden, and we'll let you have a listen to that. Really interesting. I can almost visualise in my mind whereabouts on Covent Garden that recording was taken. I mean, I know it's in the piazza, but the road sounds like it's behind us, so I would imagine that's the main entrance in. And so, yeah, you can kind of visualise it. So as you come out from the train station, the tube station, I think, crikey, I can't remember if you turn left or right. But you can, it's really amazing because you come out of the train station, the underground, and as soon as you get off the lift and sort of out, you're right by the barriers, and then you're onto the street, and then into Covent Garden. So that's Covent Garden. One more. Thunderball with Rain and Thunder. And so someone would be able to record over that thunder, and they would be able to tell us the thunder that was. I remember one of the biggest, amazing thunderbolt crashes was one that a guy called Le Chi Chow recorded in Malaysia. Whee! And there's Claire knocking a glass.
Yeah.
I could, if I was sad enough, I could have told you what note that was in.
But I'm sure there is somebody.
Yeah, the perfect pictures. So all that audio boom brings and has brought to our ears, I think the other stuff as well. So, you know, the people that are able to send direct messages to each other, the help and support the people have been to each other, you know, where communities have been separated by geography, and certainly Claire and I have used audio boom a lot when we communicate when we're not in the same geographical area, and not really been able to rely on that anymore potentially is a shame. And there are people that rely on audio boom just for that bit of niceness in their day that they wouldn't otherwise get, you know, a friendly message from someone or a little message of support or appreciation or a comment on the text bit that you can put up that says, you know, yeah, really lovely boo that, or relate to something, a problem you might be having and stuff. And I know all that's a bit pithy to some people, not to me, but it is to some people. From a commercial point of view, it's a bit, oh, well, I don't really want that. And that's the feeling we get now.
See, I think Audioboo will still keep offering podcast packages.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Okay. And I will stay with them if they do, and I'll pay or not, depending on what they want.
The thing with messaging is that Audioboo, there are people who only know each other through the medium of Audioboo.
Yeah.
Audioboo. Boom. Whatever the hell you call it these days. I never did get the audio boom thing. It's never taken off.
Well, it hasn't because it was.
But there are people who only know each other through audio boom, and who are not comfortable giving out personal details.
Yeah.
For example, you know, who aren't on Facebook, who don't add people they've never met to Facebook, and that's a personal decision, etc. And who will lose those contacts? Sorry, am I
this way?
Who will lose those contacts? I mean, you're not going to stop speaking to me, are you? Because audio boom.
No.
You heard it here first.
Given the current close proximity, I wouldn't have thought so. You know, I mean, I have access.
I'll get to see you only at weekends. During the week, our contact, which was purely through the means of audio boom.
No, and I'm not going to do that. I mean, me personally,
you
haven't
sent me a DM on audio boom for about a year now.
I'm not black. That's wrong. That isn't true.
No, but you send me messages by other means.
Yeah, but I do use audio boom. But I haven't used audio boom because of the unsure nature of what might or might not happen, and whether I should or shouldn't have succumbed to that.
Tell them about the messaging bug.
Yeah, we should. Let's share this.
So, right. So, Paul signed into my Audioboom account to try and delete something. He signed in via the app, and then it turned out you couldn't. Because it had to be changed, like, ASAP.
Mm.
And I was not in proximity to Audioboom at the time.
Change taking place.
So, he'd signed into my Audioboom account in order to make the change. And I, at some point, have signed into your account for something. I can't even remember what.
Yeah.
You know, it's all fairly, you know, we were aware of it. It wasn't, you know, anything untoward, no. Right? What then happened is that if anybody sent me a direct message, so I woke up one morning and I had a notification that said I had a direct message from someone I've never conversed with before, somebody I knew of, right? And I went to look at it and it wasn't there. And I thought, that's very odd. And then Paul spoke to me in the morning and went, oh, I got a direct message from this person. And I went, it's a bit odd. I had that notification. Bearing in mind, I was signed back into my own account by then.
Yeah, and I was signed back into mine.
Yeah. And And then subsequent to that, any direct message notifications that Paul got, I had as well. And any he got, I got. So anybody who sent notifications to me, he got notified and vice versa.
It was like a love bug.
It was. And I deleted. And I thought, the only way I can get rid of this bug, because I don't need to know every time somebody sends you a direct message, etc. So I figured the only way I could do anything about it was to delete the app. So I did. I deleted it, reinstalled it, and the bug persisted. Yeah. The only way I've been able to get rid of the bug is to change my phone.
So Audio Boom, we have a lot to thank you for. I was going to try and find a swan song, and I actually even considered making up a song. I still might do, and we'll see how it goes, see how mockerous I feel at some point, but it would have been funny, believe me. But yeah, and I think you know, it's so difficult. You know, there's been a lot of uncertainty around audio boom, so actually from the community point of view, it's actually been used less, I think, because community were and individuals just going, do you know what? I can't bother with this. I've got other things to do. I can't be worrying about whether something's going to be there or not. I was happy to leave my blog and up there and stuff, and now I just won't. And they've almost sort of preempted what is currently seen to be happening. But I think my final message to Audioboo is just get on with it. You just do what you need to do. Let us know what you're doing. I don't expect a response from this. It'd be far too long. I don't imagine you would have been
But you
listening
can
to my
re-listen
boom,
to it.
fast
Maybe they should
forwarding.
feature it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
Trending.
again, audio
If as
boom.
many of you could listen to it as possible, then we could
Yeah, do
get it
it.
trending.
Yeah, not because of
Nobody's
me.
aware what it's going to
No,
say, just for a laugh.
just keep clicking it, clicking, clicking. Because audio
Does
boom,
it recognise that 10,000 plays come from one IP address?
Yeah. Audio
Need
boom
to
haven't.
get a dynamic IP address, and then
Yeah.
it'd show like lots of plays.
I'd love it. Audioboom haven't featured anything from the community for, well, I don't know
Years.
when, years. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, God forbid, something from the community should make it into the commercially fueled
Domain.
echelons of the.
I think some of the stuff
Yeah.
that we've created for
Is.
communities
Well,
would.
this is what I'm saying, I think, as well. The some of this, in fact, much of the stuff has been on a par with commercial. And actually, it should have been a celebration. It could still be done so differently, and you could still make a community work, in my opinion. I will at this at Audio Boom if they're at all interested.
It owes that audio boom anyway.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. And for anyone else, enjoy it while it
If you'd
lasts.
like to
And
comment,
let's just see. Yeah, if you'd
send them
like
a
to,
direct message. I won't get a notification of it.
I might not get the direct message.
Yeah,
So,
true.
just very quickly, anything you want. As I said, VR podcasting is a way to find me on the internet, and VRpodcasting@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter and Skype, and Foursquare, I think, just
I'm on
about.
Twitter.
You're on Twitter too.
I'm a
Do you
bit
want to give your
selective.
details?
I'm just Claire Randall.
Claire Randall.
I'm a bit selective about Facebook.
Yeah.
So if you add me to Facebook and I don't accept you, then don't be offended.
Yeah.
I don't generally accept friend requests from people I
Because
don't know,
Facebook's a
haven't met.
bit
It's a
more,
bit more personal, I
yeah,
guess.
and
Yeah.
in that
And I put
respect,
pictures of my child up there, so I'm a bit
yeah,
more protective of that.
Facebook has for people like myself and possibly you, I think Facebook does have the edge because it is, you can, I mean, obviously anything is all about what only about what you put up there yourself, but it has embraced and got this whole community interaction thing going on. And has done it quite well, I think. Anyway, Audio Boom, thank you for everything so far. We'll see how it goes into the future. I shall play out with my little Soon It Will Be Cold Enough to Build Fires by Emancipator. And I am sure I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for those of you that did do Octava. It was a blast. We enjoyed trying to struggle late at night thinking of topics.
Oh, I know, but some people did contribute quite
And
a
some
lot.
people did contribute topics, of course.
Claire
So thanks for
and
help, McColgan.
Colgan was a big court topic contributor.
Yes, indeed. Did we have anyone else? Oh yeah.
Yeah, there were
Crikey, I
others.
can't remember her name. Oh,
Erin.
no, Erin. There's another girl as well, Rachel.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember your. I'm sorry, I can't remember a Twitter name or username. But anyway, thanks to all that did. And we will speak to you soon. Bye bye for now.